Okay, welcome. This is episode 5 of the Lil Badgers podcast. This week is Thanksgiving. So as such, it only feels appropriate to make a tier list of all of the Thanksgiving foods that we thought of. There will probably be others that come to mind. And this also comes from a template we found. So there are things that don't make much sense. So we'll just skip over them if we don't know what the food is or something. But yeah, I guess, so just for context, we're here ranking like your normal traditional main dishes and side dishes, as well as a few pies and some beverages as well.
Yeah, ChatGPT gave us some inspiration. A lot of these came from the already created template. So like he said, some of these we won't be putting in ours, but other than that, yeah, we're excited. We're ready.
Okay, so I guess let's keep it, like, we'll start with, you know, the main attraction, which is turkey. So I guess for you, this is just so we see turkey. So what do you think of turkey?
I think third tier. I think it's, I am whelmed.
It's like right in the middle. Yeah, we have them all named. So like pretty much S, A, B, C, D, and but they're named with different things. So you think it's like right in the middle?
I think it's C tier, classic, or yeah. B tier. Sorry, my bad.
Huh, interesting.
Like, I like turkey, but it's overhyped a little bit. I don't love turkey.
Maybe a little bit, but like turkey is probably the one that can last you the longest afterwards.
Actually, you know what? Move it up to I like it, because I was thinking about actually eating turkey and I like it.
Yeah, like you could put it on like the roll or whatever too, you know? Like, I think it's pretty good, honestly. I guess not the best thing, but
it's not the best, but it's up there. It's not bad.
Yes. Well, let's go to its companion, ham.
It's better than turkey.
You think it's better than turkey?
Yes.
Interesting.
Where would you put it?
I think it's on the same level as turkey.
Really?
I don't know if it's above or below.
You get some cheesy potatoes with that on a roll.
Well,
can't be beat.
It could be beat,
no.
I think.
No, it could not.
Really?
Could not be beat.
I think ham is really good, but I just don't know if it could be that much better than turkey. Well, okay, I think it is really good, but some of these other things, though, I'll put it there for now.
Okay.
We'll see later.
Okay,
so for now, it's like S tier at the top. What do you think next?
Steak. I personally have never had steak on Thanksgiving.
Well, I mean, do you like steak more than you like turkey?
No.
Really? What?
Okay. I've only had steak like twice in my life. And they were both like at my in-laws' house.
I feel like that.
So like it's good. It's good. But I think I like turkey more.
I feel like it would be outrageous to say is steak can't be up there. Steak is just so good. And like having that for Thanksgiving would be pretty bomb. Like it's not traditional.
I like ham. I don't know. It's just pretty good. Oh, I think ham's the best.
Really?
Yeah.
Out of those three, you think ham is the best?
I think ham is the best, especially on Thanksgiving. This is specifically on Thanksgiving.
Man. Okay, fine. I'm fine. If ham's up there, I want steak at least above turkey, I think.
Okay, put steak up there.
Well, I don't know. Okay, we'll just keep you here for now.
Okay.
Okay, what's after steak? Dinner
sides?
Rolls?
Yeah, let's go to dinner rolls.
Dinner rolls. You know them, you love them.
I think they're good. I think crescent rolls are better, but I think they're
really?
Good. Yeah.
Hmm.
Dinner rolls are probably with turkey.
With turkey. Like on, like right next to it?
Yeah, like right next to it.
All right, so also like an A tier. Okay.
Like they're good, but they're not the goat, as you said.
Okay, I see. Well, then let's go to croissant rolls then. You think those are crescent rolls?
S tier.
What makes them so much better than a dinner roll?
It's just, I don't know how to explain. Maybe it's just tradition in my family that we have crescent rolls, but I just like them better. Because, I don't know, there's like more room for a sandwich if you're going to have a sandwich.
Is there, though?
Yeah.
Just make bigger rolls.
Well, what if you don't have a pan to make bigger rolls?
What?
I don't know. I like crescent rolls better.
Really? I don't think it's S tier, though.
Really?
No.
Would you put dinner rolls at I Am Whelmed and then crescent rolls to I Like It?
No. I'm not putting crescent rolls a whole tier above dinner rolls.
Would you just put it right next to it?
I'd put it next to it.
I think I would put crescent rolls above turkey.
You'd put it above turkey.
I'll let you have steak above it.
Oh, gosh.
I think I would even put dinner rolls above turkey.
I could vibe with that, actually. Man.
What do you not like about crescent rolls?
It's just, dinner rolls are just so much better. I don't know.
Why?
Like, you make so many more of them, and, like, they're a lot more fluffy. That you don't have to worry about all this, like, turn to stuff. It, like, you just open them up, you throw in some butter or some jam or some meat or whatever else. Like, it's just a lot more of a, like, I don't know, it's just a better experience, I feel like. And, I don't know, maybe for me it's nostalgia, too, but... Like, I don't know, I guess they're right next to each other.
Yeah, they're similar enough that I would be fine with either.
I don't think you could put one on a different tier than
valid.
The other.
That's valid. I'll put it, yeah. That's fine. What about biscuits, though?
Biscuits. I don't know if...
I don't need biscuits for Thanksgiving.
I've probably had them a few times, but they don't really come to mind as a thing.
Yeah, I'd probably pass that to my cousin, you know?
You're passing it to your cousin, which is, what, B tier? No, C
tier. Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Especially when it comes to Thanksgiving. I don't know. I just don't need them for Thanksgiving.
I don't really have it very often for Thanksgiving, I feel like. I mean, especially when, like, rolls are around.
Literally.
Know?
If there's a roll there next to a biscuit, I'm taking a roll.
I mean, but biscuits with, like, honey on them is pretty good, but I just don't know if I ever have that for Thanksgiving that much.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So, it's not really anything personal, biscuits. It's just, we don't have you enough.
It's not Thanksgiving.
But I mean, along the same line, then approaches cornbread.
I'm whelmed.
Really?
Cornbread is good. I just don't ever have it for Thanksgiving either. I don't know. Maybe it's just my family. We just don't have cornbread very often.
You know,
do you have cornbread on Thanksgiving every year?
I only have Thanksgiving one time a year, so so I don't remember, honestly. But I feel like I have had it. I mean, same with biscuits. I feel like I've had them at some point, but I like it a lot more than biscuits.
I love cornbread. Cornbread is delicious.
Like, I'm not eating cornbread with, like, the ham or turkey or something, but...
You're not slapping that open and putting something on there?
No. But I like cornbread on its own more than I like rolls on its own. But I think I Am Whelmed is fine.
I'm whelmed.
Cool. Let's jump over to let's get into some veggies.
Okay.
Maybe like baked sweet potatoes.
Last time I had that was Texas Roadhouse like 10 years ago. So it's good. I'd probably say whelmed as well for that one.
Really? So here's the thing about me. I'm probably going to skew a lot of these cuz I really don't like potatoes that much.
You heard it here, folks.
Like, I don't like baked potatoes and mashed potatoes, like that kind of stuff. So,
you'd probably say, bruv, really?
I like them about as far down as we could get, probably.
Oh, okay.
But you think they're whelmed, huh? So, if
we could settle in the middle.
Like, you want it next to the biscuits.
Sure, we can pass that to our cousin.
Like, it's not like the worst thing.
Yeah.
But it's
right.
Okay. And then like mashed potatoes in a similar thing.
S tier.
I probably like mashed potatoes more than baked sweet potatoes.
I agree with that. I think mashed potatoes are S tier.
You think they're S tier?
When they're made right.
I know a lot of people like them, so.
When they're made the right way, they're delicious. Mm. Nothing better.
Okay.
But we can settle.
I know a lot of people really like them, so I could see that.
Okay.
I
mean, if you want to, we can settle on I like it.
I don't know. I think enough people like mashed potatoes. I know it's a me thing, so...
You're the problem.
Maybe. But, yeah. Like, I have some siblings that really like them, but...
What about baked squash?
Baked squash. I don't know if I've ever had that, I'll be honest.
I don't know if I have either. We can just leave that at the bottom.
Yeah.
No, we can just stay there.
Since we don't... We'll make a new one. It's like, never had it, you know?
Yeah, never had it. Never heard of it, never had it.
At least, as far as we know. So, yeah, we'll just keep that
you
there.
You can't even read that.
That's okay. What else?
What's the next veggie?
Glazed carrots.
I don't think I've ever had those.
I don't know if I have either. I don't know I don't know what it means to be a glazed carrot.
What the heck? Is it just like seasoned and like steamed?
Let's look it up, shall we?
Let's look it up. Let's see what we got going.
Glazed carrots. Interesting.
Yeah, they look like they're just seasoned. Oh, maybe I have had these.
So it's just like...
Oh, wait. These are delicious. I have had these.
Oh, they're just not what I... What do I call these normally?
I thought they were like just steamed and just like...
Like...
Seasoned.
Cooked carrots.
Yeah, like... Yeah. Looks like some of them have like a... Like actual glaze on them, but a lot of them are just like glazed with butter.
Yeah.
Which is...
I don't know what I call that normally.
I just call them cooked carrots, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, but... Oh, those roasted carrots are different. Okay. So, glazed carrots.
I'd say I like it.
You like it?
I like it.
I feel like I'm in the I'm whelmed category.
Okay, we can put it in the I'm whelmed category. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
What's next?
Should we do roasted carrots at the same time?
Let's do roasted carrots.
So, what's the difference between... Or what is a roasted carrot, then?
Instead of steamed, it's roasted. I don't know exactly what that means. I don't think I've ever tried roasted carrots.
Roasted carrots. Just got to give it a fair shot, you know?
It looks exactly the same.
I am convinced this just gave me the exact same Google search.
I'm pretty sure that picture was on the last one.
I recognize some of these, actually. So I'm just going to keep it down with... to not get confused.
What's next?
What about corn?
Corn, S tier.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Corn is so good.
I love corn. It's corn.
And do you like it on the cob?
Absolutely. Okay, I like it on the cob. Oh, I like it off the cob.
It's good.
I like it seasoned.
It's so good.
I like it straight from the can. No, I'm just kidding. That's weird. I love corn, though.
Done. Green beans.
I like it. I'm whelmed, okay. I would say on that one.
I could agree with that.
I like green beans, but I'm whelmed.
Okay. Roasted potatoes. I think I... As far as potatoes go, I think roasted potatoes is probably the way I like it the most.
So would you like it, or are you whelmed?
I think I like it.
Okay. I like it.
Well, let me just... roasted potatoes. So I think for me... I mean, I think it's a texture thing a lot.
Those are good.
But I really like roasted potatoes a lot more.
Yes.
Than like mashed potatoes and stuff like that.
I agree. Okay. Except for mashed potatoes.
Except for mashed potatoes. So, like, if there's any way I'm going to eat a potato for Thanksgiving, I think roasted is how I like it.
Some of these are very questionable objects. Anyway.
I don't know what a scalloped potato is. Do you know?
It's like they slice them really thin, and then they put, like, a sauce on it, and then they bake them.
Interesting. I'm going to look up another picture.
Yeah, look it up.
Scalloped.
I think they're pretty good. They're pretty good. Sometimes they're not seasoned enough, but I think they're pretty good. Especially as far as potatoes go. They're up
Interesting.
There.
Interesting. Okay. What do you think?
Where would you put them?
I don't know. I haven't really had them.
I'd say I'm whelmed. They're pretty good, but they're not as good as roasted potatoes, you know what I mean?
Okay. Where do you think they rank in comparison to green beans and glazed carrots and cornbread?
I'd say past green beans, but not quite past glazed carrots.
Okay.
So that's where they're at.
I didn't ask for roasted potatoes. Where do you think they lie when you're comparing turkey, steak, dinner, and crescent rolls?
Probably in between steak and turkey, I think.
Okay.
Do you agree?
Yeah. I've had plenty of meals where it was steak and roasted potatoes.
And that's
delicious. Yeah.
Put some gravy on there. Ooh, delicious. All right, what's our next veggie?
Maybe red potatoes? I don't know what that is. Do you know? Should I look it up?
That looks exactly like roasted potatoes. It's not gonna, I don't know if it's gonna, oh, it is gonna.
So, I mean, it's like a kind of potato, I guess, but then it has like specifically roasted red potatoes in here.
Yeah,
but,
so
I guess red potatoes taste different than regular potatoes, but I don't know if I know well enough.
I don't know this difference, yeah. Really.
So
I'd say leave it down there next to roasted carrots, yeah.
Okay, let's do a green bean casserole.
I think I've had that once or twice.
I don't know if I've had it enough to know what it tastes like.
I don't remember what it tastes like. So we can leave it at the bottom if you would like.
Whatever you think. I think that's fine. What about Brussels sprouts?
I have never had Brussels sprouts.
Really? Brussels sprouts.
I've definitely seen them before, but I don't think I've ever actually tried them.
Yeah. I'd probably put it down with like baked sweet potatoes, honestly.
That's valid. That's valid. You can put it there.
I think they're similar-ish. I mean, that's not similar-ish, I guess. Just like in terms of how I think of them.
I feel like a lot of people feel that way, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's like watching the shows, like, eat your Brussels sprouts, but and the kids never like, want to eat their Brussels sprouts. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. What about collard greens?
I don't know what it means by that. Like, I've definitely heard that phrase before, but I don't know if I could tell you if I've had collard greens, you know?
I don't know if I...
That looks like somebody threw up spinach, I'm going to be honest. Like, look at that picture right there. That's disgusting.
I mean...
That's what I imagine compost would look like.
I just don't know if I have...
I don't remember what they taste like. Yeah. That's... We'll yeah. Okay.
Creamed spinach?
I've heard of it.
I don't know.
I've never tried it.
Yes. Okay. Sweet potato casserole?
It looks good. I feel like that's like a sweet potato from Texas Roadhouse. They put the marshmallows on top and like roast it with a flame, not a flamethrower. What is that called?
Like a torch? Or
yeah,
something?
Like a torch thing.
What was it called again? Sweet potato.
But I've never actually had sweet potato casserole.
Is that what it is?
Sweet potato casserole.
Sweet potato casserole. Let's see what we're dealing with here. I don't know if I've had it, so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember what it tastes like, so we can just leave it down there as well.
A lot of these we haven't had.
Turns out people were weird that made this template, respectfully.
what was this? Oh, funeral potatoes? That's the one you wanted to add? Or cheesy potatoes?
Cheesy potatoes. Delicious. S tier right there.
S tier?
Absolutely. Have you ever had them?
Yeah.
What would you say?
I'd beg for you to move it down at least to I like it.
Okay, fine. I like it. You put that and ham on a roll. Delicious.
No, I don't think
so. No? Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't think so. Corn casserole?
I have never heard of that.
Neither have I. Okay.
All right, moving on.
candied yams.
S tier.
Really?
It's up there. Actually, I would even settle for I like it.
I don't know if I've had them. Candied yams.
You make it with like orange juice and like brown sugar.
I don't know if I've had them.
Sure, they're delicious. If you think they're good. I think they... Sure. I would actually put them below cheesy potatoes. Yes, I'm okay with that.
Okay. Sounds good. What else we got? Stuffing.
Oh, S tier.
Kind of in a similar... Absolutely. Never really got behind stuffing.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I haven't had it enough or something.
I love stuffing.
Something about it. I don't know.
I could literally just eat stuffing for days.
A lot of people like it. So I'll give it to you.
Okay.
I haven't had it. I don't know. I know as a kid I didn't like it, so maybe it's because I haven't tried it enough since then. But I guess I can deal with that. Let's go. I guess gravies.
Ooh. Brown gravy is so good. I think I would put brown gravy up at the top because I would put that on my turkey, my mashed potatoes, my stuffing.
That's true.
You know?
What about white gravy?
White gravy I don't have very often.
Neither do I.
Unless it's with biscuits. So I would put it right next to biscuits.
That's fair. Okay. I don't know what compost is.
I have no idea what that
but
is.
But we'll treat that as just
sounds
a green salad.
Like something I would not eat.
So if it's just a salad, like your typical...
Okay, if it's a green salad, I'm whelmed. It's right below green beans. You know what I'm saying?
Right below green beans. Ooh, below
if it's a salad.
Beans,
if it's compost, I don't think I'd be eating it.
I mean, yeah. Okay. What else we got? Let's go mac and cheese.
Ooh.
I don't know if I don't think I have that for Thanksgiving, really.
I don't either, but when I have homemade mac and cheese, it's baller.
I think it's similar to, like, cornbread and biscuits, where I don't really have them
for Thanksgiving,
but it would be good.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So in terms of Thanksgiving food...
I'd put it right above biscuits.
Right above biscuits.
Yeah.
That sounds fine. Okay.
Grape salad.
Grape salad.
What is that?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, never mind. Moving on.
Green jello salad. So there's green jello salad and red jello salad.
Red jello salad is twice. I've had red jello salad. That's not bad. We have that a lot. I'd say I'm whelmed for that one.
For
green
red jello
salad? I've never tried green jello salad.
Neither have I. I think we can just treat this as Jell-O. Like, if it's just straight Jell-O, you know?
I'd say, bro, really?
Really? You...
Probably.
I mean...
Or I'd pass it to my cousin.
Like, I don't really care. Like, Jell-O is one of those things, if it's there, like, yeah, I'll take a little bit, a bit of it, you know?
I don't love it. I'd prefer, like, pudding.
You know? I wouldn't miss it. Ooh, pudding would be good. We'll put it in the bottom there. That's fine. Okay. Are there any other than desserts that we're kind of missing?
Cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce.
I don't eat it.
I don't really like it that much.
I'd say bruv really on that
Me
one.
Me too.
I don't know why people put
a
it with turkey.
A lot of people love it, but I just
That's
don't...
a weird yeah. combination with turkey. I'm not going to lie. I don't know. I don't like it. Anyway.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
No,
I thought I was
never,
about to
I've never found the hype behind something. Cranberry sauce.
Okay. Oh, this is one Camden didn't know. This might have just been a thing in my family with some of them. This is candy bar salad.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what is that?
So, basically, I don't know. I've only had it a few times, actually.
It sounds delicious.
I mean, basically, from what I understand, it's like this kind of whipped cream stuff. Or,
heavy
cream, whatever it is. And then you put things like Snickers or, like, Milky Ways and things like that in there. And then you also have, like, apple slices if you want and things like that. So it's pretty good.
Sounds good. But I've never tried it, so you get to decide this one.
Ooh.
All the freedom.
Gosh. I mean, it has to be better than, like, glazed carrots and all of that.
Yeah, I'd say like. Right. Yeah, that's a good place
I think
for it.
It's not...
I'd
probably rather cornbread. You're putting cheesy potatoes right under the rolls, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
All right, on to desserts and beverages. Okay, pecan pie. I've never had it.
I don't think it would be bad. I haven't had it that much, but I like pecans. So.
Okay.
I don't know. Should we pass it to our cousin?
Yeah, we'll pass it to our cousin. They can decide.
Apple pie.
It's classic.
It is.
I'd say I don't love it, but I like it. Ish. What would you say?
Apple pie. I don't have it a ton because of all the other pies.
I had never tried apple pie until like 2 years ago.
I think it's good though.
It's all right. It's really not bad. It's very classic.
I think
a lot of people like it.
I think kind of in the middle, like a B tier kind of a thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I would say too.
I don't know where it ranks with everything else, honestly.
Probably right below the candy salad.
Okay. And we'll go pumpkin pie, the classic.
S tier.
You have to.
Delicious. Put that whipped cream up there with it.
Yeah, whipped cream is on the list. What about Cool Whip?
I think Cool Whip goes with red Jell-O salad. That's what we always put. We always put that with red Jell-O salad.
Okay, that's fine. And then I believe this is coconut cream pie.
I can't say I've ever had that one.
So, for me, it's everything but the coconut. I like it, but...
You like the cream, but not the coconut?
Yeah, the coconut for me...
Coconut has a weird texture.
Yeah, I don't like the texture
I don't love the texture of it. Like, I love the flavor if it's not shredded coconut, but once you put it on something like that...
I might...
That texture's bad.
Pass it
to my
cousin.
Okay.
If that's what you think. Or is it a bruv really?
I would maybe go bruv really if you're doing shredded coconut on top.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point. Because right next to it is banana cream pie.
Ooh.
And I
that
adore banana cream pie.
I don't think I've ever had it for Thanksgiving.
Really?
But banana cream pie is delicious.
Because that's the thing in my mind is when I'm thinking of apple pie and coconut pie, like when banana cream pie is just sitting there.
And pumpkin pie are sitting there. I'd put it up there.
I'm going to put it right next to the pumpkin pie.
I agree with that. I think that's great.
And then there's like
chocolate
cream or whatever.
Ooh, that one's good.
That is
good. I'd say that's like right next to like steak and roasted potatoes.
Okay.
Maybe not in the middle, but you know,
you
somewhere
like
up
above
there.
Turkey,
yeah,
but
like
below
right,
steak
yeah.
and roasted potatoes.
That's probably what I'd say, yes.
Okay, okay.
All right, beverage time.
Let's go apple cider.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like it. I got a couple packs 1 year, and I tried to, like, do it. It was not good.
So you don't like it at all? Like, it's all the way at the bottom?
Yeah,
or...
I'd say bruv, really. I really would. Maybe let's put coconut cream above.
above
Jell-O and creamer.
Okay. I actually really like apple cider.
Okay.
I think it's in I Like It, the A tier.
I'd say I'm Whelmed. Let's move it to right below the Cool Whip.
Right below the Cool Whip.
Maybe you could even move that up if you really want to.
I think that's fine.
Okay.
Because I know, since you don't like it and I like it, it balances out.
It does balance out.
Let's go soda in general. So like your
that's a classic for my Thanksgiving.
Coke, root beer, Sprite, or Fanta, whatever.
I think I'd put that S tier.
I mean, I think it's definitely either S or A tier. Like it's up there.
I'd say it's below the sweet potatoes.
Below the sweet potatoes.
Or the candied yams.
Oh, okay. I was looking for sweet potatoes.
That's down there. That's not even.
And then ginger ale.
I don't like ginger ale.
And I actually like it a lot. When I, like Thanksgiving for me, you need that ginger ale in there.
Okay, you can put it up there. I'll allow that one. Because I could see, like, I know a lot of people like ginger ale. I just don't
I'll put
it
right next to the soda, I think.
Okay, okay.
So, yeah.
That's a good
one. What is this one?
Martinelli's Sparkling Cider.
Sparkling Cider.
That one's a classic for my family. I think I'd put that up there next to the sodas.
Okay.
Family parties, my cousins always love it.
Yeah, it's just, like, amongst them.
Yeah, it's just amongst them.
Eggnog.
S tier.
S tier.
I love eggnog.
You do, really?
Do you not love it?
I don't know. I think there are two kinds of people in this world. People that really love eggnog and the people that don't know if they like eggnog.
I love eggnog.
Just because, I don't know, I don't really have it unless it's the holidays.
That's
and
true.
When it is the holidays, I don't know if I have it, so.
That's valid.
So, I don't know.
I mean, when you're a college student, you're going to have different
as far as Thanksgiving, type of things. I don't know if I've ever had it for Thanksgiving.
Really? Is it more of a Christmas thing?
Yeah.
I see that.
But, so I don't know.
I like it.
I'll have to try it again when it comes up, because I honestly don't remember if I like it.
I have some in my fridge.
That's great.
Hot cocoa.
Hot cocoa. I don't know if I've ever had hot cocoa for
we usually have it, like, after Thanksgiving, you know, when it's, like, everyone just woke up from their naps and they just want, like, a nice cool, like, calm, like
cool?
Not cool. Like, calming
that's
drink.
Chocolate milk, man.
Like, a calming, like, warm drink, you know?
Okay.
Makes it kind of cozy.
Interesting.
I also think it's more of a Christmas one.
Me
but,
too.
Yeah, we can put that wherever.
What about, maybe next to, like, if where we have the cider, which is
okay.
Kind of crazy to me that it's there, but
no, I think that's great.
And then that did remind me, I don't know, do you guys have like chocolate milk and stuff like that?
Sometimes.
Like, where would you put chocolate milk with this?
I'd probably put it up next to the sodas.
Okay. So kind of
because like it's a
drinks.
It's a beverage that's there, you know.
What about water?
Water is S tier.
S tier.
I drink water probably with yeah, especially when you're trying to cram all that food. Look at how much food is on that. You're trying to eat all of that? Dude, you gotta get some water in there.
Well, you're not eating everything.
I know. You gotta eat the compost.
The whole bottom part, we don't even know what that stuff is.
A lot of casseroles.
Yeah.
You eat a lot of casseroles?
Yeah, no,
I think I do. I just eat different casseroles.
But there's casseroles, and then but are you going to eat that when you have all of this other stuff here?
That's a good point. That's a good
okay,
point.
Okay, so what kind of adjustments do we want to make? Like, are we keeping rolls here, or should we move them up? Like, are they amongst the hams
I think they're
and all
amongst
that?
Those. I think I'd put them right below stuffing, actually.
Okay.
I love rolls.
But
I
with dinner rolls,
so
like,
much.
Up next to... I'm just kidding. Okay, so those are there. So putting funeral potatoes at the top of A tier, huh?
I like them. If I had my way, I'd put them in the top of S tier.
Really? You think that's the best thing Thanksgiving has
I
to
think
offer?
That, stuffing, maybe mashed potatoes, corn are the best.
Okay, interesting.
Corn is delicious.
Huh.
Anyway, ham is good too.
But then turkey is below
turkey's not
roast
great.
Potatoes and
turkey's,
chocolate pie.
Turkey's good. I like it. And that's why it's in that tier.
But it still is above those kind of drinks we're talking about, like sodas and things like that.
Well, yeah, because it's a classic, you know?
Okay. Interesting.
What else would you move?
I like apple cider, so I would probably put it higher, but
maybe put it next to, like, the cornbread.
Next to cornbread.
That's
so,
what I would say. Like, you can move it up in the I Am Whelmed tier.
Okay. Sure. Cool. I don't know. Is there anything you want to move around?
I don't think I would move anything else around.
I'm fine with this how it is.
So it's a pretty solid tier list.
Not to go over like everything, but at the very top we have Ham as like the goat, as the best one. And then like below that we've got like the mashed potatoes and corn and the rolls and gravy. We've got pumpkin pie.
Near classics.
Banana cream, you know, like all of those iconic things. And then in the tier right below that, have the funeral potatoes, steak, roast potatoes, the chocolate cream, and turkey, as well. What are those? The candied yams?
Yeah, candied yams and then some beverages.
The beverages. We put most of them there, like sodas and stuff. And then the next one, we kind of have things that aren't really
like,
Thanksgiving-y.
But they're not really Thanksgiving-y.
Cornbread is up there. What else were we saying? Oh, I guess cornbread, I said was like the best of those. The one below that was like mac and cheese biscuits, things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Hot cocoa, hot chocolate.
Hot cocoa's good.
And then the bottom in the bruv really, we have coconut cream, red jello
salad. I'm surprised we put it that low, but also shredded coconut is just that gross.
Yeah, neither of us like coconut that much.
That's true.
And then just jello in general is down there, and cranberry sauce. Yeah, I never got cranberry sauce. I'm not going to lie to you.
I've never understood that one.
Yeah.
And then we got nothing that we know.
Yeah, then there's those things we don't know.
If you like those things we know, we're not trying to offend you. We've just never tried them.
I am, though.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what you're doing. Cool. So, yeah, I think that's kind of most of them. And unless there's some other Thanksgiving foods that I'm not thinking of.
Yeah, I don't know what else we would be missing, but obviously nothing I love enough to worry about.
Yeah. Okay. So if you only had to choose one pie, would it be pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin.
And then
100%.
One meat, it would be ham?
Ham.
And with crescent rolls, corn...
Stuffing.
And stuffing. Okay.
And mashed potatoes. I'd probably do cheesy potatoes.
If you had to choose five things from the list and that was your Thanksgiving, what would it be?
Ham, corn... Stuffing, crescent rolls, pumpkin pie.
Okay, dang. Interesting.
I might swap out corn for cheesy potatoes. Probably. But I do love corn enough that, you know, it's there.
Corn is good. I feel like I would have... I want to have banana cream pie. I want to have my dinner rolls. I want to have... goodness.
Which meat you going for?
I don't know. Because turkey is really good. I do like turkey a lot.
Turkey's pretty good.
I'm going to say turkey and corn, I guess. And
corn is classic.
I'll throw ham in there. I'm going to take ham and turkey. I'm
okay.
Be selfish with that.
Nope, that sounds like
if
my family's
Thanksgiving. If I can also take ham, then I'll take soda or ginger ale or something.
Avoiding all the potatoes at all costs.
Well, look, I could take roasted potatoes. I think they're good.
Okay, I see that.
All of the other potatoes, I don't think I would take any of the others.
Those are some solid Thanksgiving foods right there.
Honestly, this
makes
is...
me starving.
I know. This, what is it? A few
definitely
more days.
Should have eaten lunch before this, but that's okay.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well.
Comment your five.
Yeah, tell us
if
what
you've made
your
it
top
this far.
Fives are. Yeah, and if they're not on the list, tell us what they are.
Yeah.
Because Thanksgiving food is good.
If you have unique foods, let us know.
Yeah, or weird traditions or something. Or, you know, that one cousin that you're going to pass that food to.
Yeah, what is the cousin that will eat anything?
And if there is someone in your life that is near and dear to you, and they like cranberry sauce, you should probably think about that. That's all badgers.
Love them anyway.
Happy trails,
Scamper
badgers.
Scamper badgers.